This is US 99. Hi, Maren Morris.
Hi.
What's your summer brunch go-to order?
Man, I love like a really well-made Eggs Benedict, but the hollandaise has to be right. It can't be bad hollandaise because then it ruins it.
But I like that too, but I like the experimental. Like I had the chorizo Benedict last weekend.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's Chicago's hottest country. U.S. Study Guide. It's Drew. You got that weekend feeling going. Kimmy, what is on your mind? Are you excited that it's 42 today and it was 89 a couple days ago?
Yeah, I didn't even bring a coat.
Really?
So nice. Yeah.
You're not chilly?
I mean, I was, but I'd rather be chilly than hot.
Are you judging me that I had the heated seats on in the van and the heated tile in the bathroom?
No, everybody likes a toasty bun.
Okay, good. I call it simple, $1,000, easy for you. Your share of $12K a day. All you got to do is listen to win. Another keyword coming up at 11:15 with US 99.
This is US 99. I just got a phone call. I'm on hold waiting for Cody Whitehair from the Bears.
Ooh, what's up, man?
See, you're so important now. You got people who got people who got people. This weekend is a big weekend for you personally, for your family, for the Bears family. Talk to us about Salute to Service.
Yeah, it's really special, especially to our organization, you know, playing in Soldier Field and all that means. So we're really excited to be out there for Salute to Service, and we can't wait to get ready to roll.
We are Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it's Drew Walker. So exciting when you get surprises coming into work. How about the world premiere of Keith Urban, our Saturday Lake Shake headliner? The song's called We Were. You and I are going to hear it together for the first time in 2.5 minutes.
Well, it was down some street.
Commercial Free Monday is on US 99. It's Drew. Meredith, you're listening in Lake Station today. You want to play The Last Word?
Yeah.
It is a very special day for you, Meredith, playing The Last Word, because today is our birthday. We signed on in 1982, and Kimmy realized that. So you're not going to play The Last Word against me today, Meredith. You're going to play against Kimmy and Casper. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's go.
It's never been done before, but we're doing it today because we're all hanging out and we're feeling good. So, Meredith, what are you confident on for a category for you to beat Kimmy and Casper today?
Let's do workout.
Okay.
Anything that has to do with workout.
Here's a dilemma for you with US 99. Did someone at your workplace do something that jinxed everything? Mary in her hallway just told me she took the liner out of her coat today. And I feel like that means we're going to have snow later this week. She took the liner out of her coat. Appel Ryan Hurd with US 99 coming back for two shows in February. Describe the feeling of the Cubs asking you to do the seventh inning stretch this past summer.
What an amazing thing to get to do. Like, that's a dream for any Cubs fan, any baseball fan,
right?
Any Chicagoan. Like, man, I just really am thankful and grateful that they let me do that and have that moment. My whole family was there. It was amazing.
US 99, Rob, how's your day?
Going good.
What are you up to?
The bus just left.
For the rest of the afternoon?
Well, to go to the other location.
So you've got an easy afternoon ahead of you.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Commercial free with Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and Drew. We got something cool happening around the office here tomorrow that we want you to be a large part of. Okay? I'll give you the full scoop after Springsteen and Old Dominion. To US 99, Leslie in Frankfurt, weekend plans?
I have absolutely nothing this weekend. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, that sounds more amazing than anything. Pajamas and maybe fireplace, and you're not leaving the house.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't have to. Nope.
We bought that.